Hey, hey, happy days. Another podcast coming your way. Hey everyone. So last week we spent a little time talking about a triangle, a great two-dimensional shape. The three-dimensional shape is a pyramid, or I guess, I don't know, maybe prism. I don't know. Anyways, today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about another two-dimensional shape that is very powerful. It has no ends, it has no edges, and it's pretty cool because there's a lot of studies that go on with circles. So circles, if you have a chance or you're near a pen and paper, why don't you take a moment to try and draw a circle? And if you look down at it and you compare it to a circle you see either around your house or your office or anywhere that you're near, you know, whether you're in the gym or out and about doing whatever, compare your circle that you just drew to one that you see. And maybe or maybe not, your circle is not so perfect. Another one of my great fascinations in life, well, I have many, but one of them happens to be art. And I like to enjoy art. I dabble in painting and stuff like that. It's relaxing and it kind of clears my head, but I think if you were to ask any classically trained artist to draw a circle, it might be damn near an impossibility, just because it requires so much symmetry. Now think about this. You look at a perfect circle, cut it in half, in any direction. Just cut the circle in half. And if it is a perfect circle, not an oval, not a balloon, a perfect circle, both sides have to be equal. It's you cut it in half, it's now a semicircle, kinda circle, semi, and they're equal. But that's like so mind-blowing because you can cut the circle. Now, I know this takes a lot of thinking about, or maybe you can do it on your piece of paper, you know, fold your circle in half, any direction, from any angle. And it's equal on both sides. I think that's cool, right? You know, take that example and apply it to any other shape that you know. Triangle, that's not going to work. You know, let's say you cut it more near a corner in half. It's not going to be equal on either side. But with a circle, you cut it from any angle, any direction, any starting point, and it's going to be equal on both sides. That's so very. A lot of cool properties with circles, and two that we learn in pre-calculus often is the area and the circumference of a circle. So let's talk about what both of those mean. So first we'll talk about area. That is, so Let me give you the conical formula for area of a circle. So it's area equals pi r squared. And r in this sense is the radius. And the radius is, so if you're looking at a circle, draw a point exactly in the middle, right perfectly in the middle, and extend a leg out to the edge of the circle. That's the radius. So it's approximately half the distance of the entire circle. So it's from the middle out to the edge, that distance. And if we were to take the entire distance from edge to edge of the circle, or any direction, very cool, that would be the diameter. And the radius is twice the diameter. No, wait. The diameter is twice the radius. Goofball moment. Sorry about that. So the diameter is the same distance as 2 radius. Anyways. So going back to the area. What is the area? So I think in regular science classes, or maybe when you're just thinking about what area is, it's kind of like thinking the amount of space something takes up. It's the, well, maybe not. That might be more like volume, but the area is like the length times the width. So a lot of times when we're buying homes or something, we have to think about the square footage of a home or something like that. That's more like volume. But anyways, so the area of a circle is pi r squared. Now, if we flash back to one of our earlier episodes, we talked about number sets and different kind of counting, or not counting, but just sets of numbers. And I think I had mentioned a pretty cool number called pi. So pi is like 3.14, blah, 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 blah. I don't know it. I don't know any math major that can tell you more than 12 digits of pi. It's just, I don't know. Really, honestly. If you can say more than, recite more than 10 digits or decimal digits of pi, I think you're actually really cool, because that's not something I can do. That's just not a number I want to remember. But cool thing about pi is that the decimal just never ends. It just keeps going on forever. You know, there's no end to the decimals, and there's kind of no pattern with what number is going to come next. So pi is one of those irrational numbers. So area equals an irrational number times a number squared. And what is a squared number? So a squared number is a number that's multiplied by that same number. So I'll give you a good example. 4 times 4 is 16, right? That's a perfect square. Well, 16 is a perfect square because 2 numbers that multiply together, same numbers, let me add that again. 2 of the same numbers multiplied together is a square number. So the radius squared times an irrational number, pi, equals the area. That's pretty crazy. That somehow a circle, a property of a circle, of all circles, is an irrational number times the radius squared. And I mean, it's pretty cool, because you can use that formula and with any circle you see. So the area is, like, if you were to color in a circle, like, that would give you the area. And I think that's pretty cool. And we're going to talk quickly about circumference, because I think circumference is pretty cool too, because it gives you the perimeter of the circle. So the outer edge, the distance of the outer edge, which is great because what if you are trying to change or you need to change your locks on your doors? I don't know if you're in that situation, but I almost am every single day. I feel like I need to change my locks, but that's tea for another day, honey. So I need to know the circumference of the deadbolt and the doorknob, right? So there's a pretty cool formula, again, that states the circumference of every circle ever. It is 2 pi r. And here we are again with very similar formulas, circumference and area, very similar for a circle. 2 pi r. So we have 2, which is prime number, but it's also an even number. 2 is a lot of things. 2 might actually be, top 10 favorite numbers of Sophia Ramirez, for sure. So anyways, 2 pi r. Pi, there we go again, that irrational number. I don't know what he's doing, what he's up to, but he is all about the circles and the radius. So remember, that's that distance from the middle of the circle out to the edge of the circle. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure why or how pi is involved with circles so much. I'm sure if I did a little digging, I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I don't want to say anything and mess it up. But it's pretty cool that an irrational number somehow gets mixed up with a property in something so beautiful as a circle. I mean, you think about it, a circle has no end. Every single time you pick a point, there's a point right next to it, A circle is just infinite. It's pretty cool. It has no edges. It's hard to draw. And if you're a lady like me, you like to wear hoop earrings, and those are usually circles. Maybe you like to put your hair up when you exercise and your ponytail holder is a circle. Or we can even think about how we not necessarily use circles in everyday life, but we use kind of the vernacular of a circle, circulating and things like that. So we have fluid that circulates through the car, air that circulates through your house, blood that circulates through your body, and this endless loop of, it's just really cool how a two-dimensional shape can turn into this big deal. In my mind, it's a big deal. Maybe not in your mind, but I encourage you that next time you see a circle, just take note of it and maybe look around. Look around your house, look around your office, look around your gym, anywhere you're at right now, and look at a circle. Just think, wow, I know how to calculate the area, and I know how to calculate the circumference, given you have a ruler nearby. But thank you again so much for tuning in. I know episodes are getting kind of spaced out, but I promise we're going to be talking about something really cool next week, or maybe this Tuesday, whenever. We're going to talk about the distribution of primes. That is another part of, in my mind, I think it's another part of sacred math. It's got some cool properties that I'm still trying to figure out. But thank you again for tuning in for a little talk about circles, and I hope that you encounter a circle very soon and you give it a hug. Until then, have a great day.